from KALW. This is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is author, actor, comedian, playwright, Brian Copeland. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm really good because you're here. Brian wrote and stars in his one-man show about depression called The Waiting Period. And right now we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is Half Moon Bay by Jesse and Jonathan Kellerman. This murder mystery is about Deputy Coroner Clay Edison, and he gets a call about a decades-old skeleton of a child that was found during some construction at a park. He gets even more suspicious calls, one from a person who thinks the bones may be his missing sisters. And this is the third in the series by the father and son co-authors. Brian, why did you pick this book?
I picked it partly for personal reasons. I'm a big fan of Jonathan Kellerman's Alex Delaware series, and we've become friends over the years. And I mentioned it before that I'm writing my very first crime novel, and John Kellerman is mentoring me through it, which is awesome. And he lives in L.A., and Jesse lives up here at Berkeley, just with his family. And what I love about this series is that it takes place in the Bay Area, you know. And Clay Edison was born and raised in San Leandro, which is a trip. I like stories that are not only take place locally, but have local references that you know that they did their homework. As opposed to, somebody writes a reference, and I ran to the stop sign at, wait a minute, there's no stop sign at that corner. I know that corner. And Jesse does his research, and so does John. And it's just, it's a page turner. All, if you can read all three of those books, I'd recommend all three.
That's the novel Half Moon Bay by Jesse and Jonathan Kellerman. Your next pick is Marsh Stream, and it's the Marsh Theater, streaming every night on their website, and they have a lot of stuff from solo performances to classes to bingo. Brian, anything you recommend aside from your wonderful performance?
Anything that David Ford is doing. David Ford is my director, my collaborator, as well as artist in residence there who teaches how to do solo shows. And he is doing a number of Marsh Dreams where he has his students, people who've never done a solo show, people who just on a lark saw one, and you know, they say everybody's got one story in them at least to tell. And so he will bring his students out, and you get to see work from somebody who's never done it before and what it's like for them. It's fun, but there are lots of things. There's so many roundtable discussions. It's really amazing, the programming, and Stephanie Weissman is there, just a director, who was able to put together on such short notice and have such a diverse group of artists and diverse programming that she's put together on this.
Yeah, they really stepped up in light of the pandemic. That's Marsh Stream, and you can see it on themarsh.org. And your final pick is something I've been wanting to watch, and that's The Boys. It takes place in a universe where superheroes work for a corporation and actually get paid. And the public loves these superheroes, but behind closed doors, they're a mess, and some are corrupt. I know you like comic books.
Yeah, you know, so, me and comics, I'm a comic fanatic.
Yes.
But yeah, and I got turned on to this show about a week ago. I found out about this show. Like three people in one day, including my exterminator, said, hey, you want to see the show The Boys? Oh, you got to see it. You got to see it. The second season is dropping right now. So finally, on a lark, my son and I said, I watched the first one, and we were just absolutely hooked. With this idea of superheroes really being corrupt because they're run by a corporation that has its own agenda. But the publicity machine, you know, makes them out to be benevolent stars. You know, so there's an allegory there between what a lot of Hollywood and celebrity is like, you know, and how people, what's presented to the public and what's really going on. So it's a great show. And The Boys refers to this group that's trying to expose them. This group of, I think it's four men now and one woman who are trying to expose them for what they really are.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch that because I've heard good things about it too.
Oh, it's so great. It's based on a graphic novel. I want to read the graphic novel. Yeah.
That's The Boys, and you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I've been speaking with actor and playwright Brian Copeland. Don't miss his phenomenal one-man show, The Waiting Period, streaming on the Marsh's website, and you can see it on select Sundays now through November. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowland and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.